Joining me live in studio this morning is Captain Brian Andrews from the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office. Captain Andrews, good morning. Appreciate you swinging by.
Thanks for having us on today, Duke.
Absolutely. We've touched base with the Sheriff's Office on a monthly basis. And, you know, I was kind of teasing you about this yesterday when we were texting. And it is Valentine's season. And it appears you have a secret admirer out there.
Yeah, it seems to be, you know. It was pretty funny how this all came about. But, yeah, it seems like it. And yeah, we can talk about that.
Yeah, someone wants to be Captain Brian Andrews. So there's been some fake calls going around, someone claiming to be you. And tell us what's happening here.
Yeah, so it was kind of interesting. I was sitting in my office and I get a call from somebody that I know that says, "Hey, did you give me a call?" And I said, "Yeah, that wasn't me." And we kind of talked about that. And he said, "Oh, we got something with the court." And I'm like, "Yeah, that wasn't me. But, you know, thanks for the heads up." And it wasn't 20 minutes later, I got another call from somebody that says, "Hey, someone's dropping your name out there as Captain Andrews, and say they got arrest warrants for you, for me," meaning the guy I was talking to. And I'm like, "Yeah, that wasn't me. That we don't do things like that. You know, if we need something, we're going to come find you or whatnot." And whoever was doing it, I'm not sure, you know, who it was or whatnot, but it was a Jackson number. And I was talking to this person, and he was talking about, you know, the guy that was talking to him was about COVID money. And so this guy had done some research about COVID money, because I think he was saying it's all on the internet for, you know, people that receive COVID money. And he's like, "Yeah, I didn't think that sounded like you, but I was really nervous that, you know, you was going to come and hunt me up a little bit." So long story short, he got with one of his attorneys and we talked about it for a little bit. And it was one of them things that they gave him some paperwork, which was not legit whatsoever. It was like handwritten type stuff that, you know, portrayed to be the Department of Justice. And it was just kind of, "Hey, we're calling you," but at the end of the day, it wasn't legit whatsoever. But, you know, it's one of the things that people can get on the internet, especially with me. I'm all over the county website, my name, and so I'm sure that's how they got my name and started dropping it to people and trying to make them think that we needed to pick them up and give them money or something. But it was pretty interesting. You know, the people that, you know, there was at least three calls into the office about this. And it was funny because everybody that called was people I knew. And so I'm not sure where they got my, I would imagine it came from the internet and they did a little bit of research on different things, because everyone they talked to was something different about what they wanted. So it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, because you were saying one person, they said, "We have a warrant for your arrest." Mm-hmm. And the other person said, "We have COVID money we want to get to you."
Well, it was COVID money that they were doing audits on to make sure that you wasn't taking COVID money illegally. So that was kind of interesting, because this person, they did receive COVID money. So they're like, "Man, maybe this is legit." And he called me, and I know this person really well. And he's like, "Yeah, that didn't sound like you," but, you know, it was pretty interesting that three of these calls came in within an hour's time frame.
You know, what's crazy about these calls is that they wouldn't do them if they didn't work, right? And you can see that they put in their time in the background for it. So remind us what you do and do not do for the sheriff's office and how that protocol works.
Yeah, so the biggest thing is, if they're asking for money, don't give money. I mean, at the end of the day, call the sheriff's office. We're going to be able to tell you if it's legit or not. Never give money. Never give your bank account information out or do anything like that. You don't get money for free. You know, people are just not give you money. If, you know, we have those scams all the time. But a lot of times we have people that we've done several where they've said a grandson or nephew's been put in jail and we need X amount of dollars to bail them out. At the end of the day, just check with the sheriff's office. We're going to tell you whether that's happening or not. And for us, we're definitely not going to call you up and say, "Give us money over the phone."
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
And if there is the one call that was an arrest warrant situation, that's usually not how you serve those.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We usually show up on your front door and hit you up on the door there to arrest you if that's what, you know, if there is an arrest warrant. We're not going to usually call you up and say, "Give us your bail money over the phone." So.
Is there any way to investigate this type of activity? Because the phone number says it's from Jackson, but it could be anywhere in the world, right?
Yeah, that's correct. They do have phone numbers that you can create an account, give you a phone number. I did try calling that number back. All of a sudden, it become disconnected. So that's pretty much the end of it from that point, unless we can find other evidence to move us in another direction. But for the most part, it's one of them things you never find out who it is. A lot of them from out of state, and they're from some other part of the world.
Thank you, County Sheriff Brian Andrews, the real Brian Andrews, in studio today, this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Anything else on that that's worth touching on?
You know, just be cautious. At the end of the day, just call the sheriff's office. If you have questions, come into the office. We'll sit down and talk to you and make sure you're not out anything and, you know, protect yourself.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning on SVI. Maybe just another reminder. We get on these roads. It's been great the last 2 or 3 weeks. It's been, well, I guess I shouldn't say that far back, but I mean, it's been a week of great roads. And then today, it's a quick reminder, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know what? Mother Nature gives us all this great weather, especially compare it from last year. We had all the snow. Now this year, we're getting snow a little bit. And then it turns almost spring-like conditions. And then I think everybody forgets, like this morning, we've already had a couple slide-offs. Be careful out there. Well, you know, take your time, get to where you need to be. Slow down and be safe out there.
Lincoln County Captain Brian Andrews with the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office this morning. Brian, appreciate your time as always.
All right. Thank you, Duke.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.